League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ted, welcome to the set of Reality Recap. We're happy to have you.
Dude, I don't know what this show is.
This is one of our Patreon exclusive sets.
No.
We built this set out just for the show.
No, fuck this place, dude. Fuck this little... There's nothing fancy here. There's ghosts here. There's treachery. There's...
limited hot water.
There's birds that bully other birds. Hello to the sky cam.
Sky cam.
I've been really on edge. I've been stressed.
And you know where it all started? You know where that stress really came from?
Where?
It came from the movie theater.
I've been traveling all around.
Always.
I've been working hard. And I thought that maybe I would head on in and, get some popped corn. Big Pepsi heavy with a straw that only gives you about an inch to sip. Maybe some Reese's Pieces.
Love Reese's Pieces.
And I wanted to see a movie that was going to enthrall me, fill me with joy, fill me with love, perhaps, folks.
I got a feeling you didn't get that.
I didn't! Because I went to go see probably the worst calibrated version of the Minecraft movie.
Yeah.
And I can't understand why that movie was the way that it was.
We were seeing failure on all fronts.
On emotional, on directorial, on writatorial, on the audience's behavior even.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a kids movie.
Fuck them. Fuck the kids. I'll kill those kids.
I got beef with the Minecraft
kids. I'll fucking shoot those kids in a movie theater.
No.
Welcome to Take It Easy.
We saw the Minecraft movie last night.
We did.
We went to a local theater. This wasn't AMC.
No.
This wasn't IMAX. It wasn't, what's the other one? Regal.
Yeah, Regal
this
Cinemas.
Was local. And we were like, local business. That's what we're all about.
Local business. We're going to support
the... support the troops, you know?
Support the troops of the local businesses.
We go, we walk in the front door,
chaos. And I agree. People who work at a local business are pretty much tantamount to being a veteran, in many ways. They went to the boot camp of starting
of
a business from scratch, and they deserve the same honors and the same respect that a veteran would.
72% agree.
Okay, that's a pretty good rating.
Yeah, it's a C-. Okay. I mean, it'll get you by.
Yeah,
definitely get you through math class.
Some people
would
call it just a C. They wouldn't even bother to call it a C-.
I feel like the minus.
It's a passing grade at the end of the day.
It's a passing grade. It will get you through high school.
Mm.
Speaking from experience. Well, actually, math class for me senior year was like a D something.
I didn't even take math senior year, so.
Yeah, no, you made the right call.
I did. And I don't regret it. I can't say that I've ever in my life so far been like, God, if only I had the skills that I would have learned in pre-calc for this moment. No!
No.
Not at all.
Nope.
You kidding me?
Not an ounce.
Not even an ounce.
Not even a millimeter.
Oh,
math term.
Oh, I have to drive somewhere. I hope I can use cosine for this. What? Oh, sine,
Ted, would you stop going on this tangent?
You're the one who brought up math, babe.
That was a math term.
Oh,
cosine and tangent.
I didn't even know that because I didn't even take freak out.
There, I know.
Oh,
it.
My goodness.
So the theater was tiny, which is fine. It's a local business.
Yeah.
But
it was tiny and it was crusty.
It was crusty. There was immediate chaos. No lines. popcorn machine empty.
Oh, yeah, popcorn machine. Oh my God, the popcorn drama was
there, and there was only
was one. Something to behold, really, because it was like, yeah, you're right. We get there, the lines are chaotic. Everyone's like moving like sheep would. I don't know what these small town hicks are doing, but you know what?
We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah, we like, you know, there's four lines, four options of people to talk to. And everyone's bunched up into the, like, the rightmost person. And yeah. It was like, I look at, and I go over to like a line that's like, there's no one there. But then there's also like this very short father and his two
sons. Yeah, and they didn't know if they were in line or not.
They didn't know.
And
they weren't ready to make a decision. Standing in between the two cashiers, like right up against the counter. And it was like, are they waiting? Or
they didn't even know.
And then, yeah.
The dad was like, do you kids want to get in line? And I was like, oh, so they're not in line.
Yeah, the dad was like fully... Yeah.
He was
passive
like
in this situation as well.
I was like, dude, I don't think you know that you are the authority.
Yeah, the kid was
your
like,
kids are like 10.
Kid's like, you know, he's like rubbing his $10 bill. Like, he doesn't know what to do. And he's like, you want to fucking get in line? He's like, I thought I was. Like,
Ted also cut the line to make sure he got that last box of nerd gummy clusters.
I didn't do anything, okay?
I was like, I'll take that.
Well,
thank you very much.
Emma, you know, I'm the only person apparently that is doing anything in this marriage.
What?
I'm a part of it too, you know.
You're and part of it.
She said she wanted the nerve gummy clusters, and
I was like,
and Tucker's saying, "Well, I hope that they're still there when we get to the front." I'm like, it's not like a fucking. It's not like they're preventing you from grabbing the thing until like it's not like, oh, you have to wait until you get to the area you're allowed, like. This is the allowed grazing zone for the herd. Like, no, I'm gonna walk up, grab the box, and take it back to my little spot in the line.
It made her very happy.
Yeah,
no, she fed some of them to me last night when we were playing Minecraft.
Yeah, and you were high as a kite, and you were like, I remember you said like, the flavor that I'm tasting right now from these Nerds gummies, I feel like must be what you taste when you normally have them. Because Tucker's not...
I'm not really into them.
He's not a sweet candy.
I'm a chocolate guy.
Yeah, you're
not
chocolate
a, not
guy.
A gummy.
You're one-dimensional, some might say.
The best dimension, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a planeswalker, man. I can go between.
A planeswalker?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's a cool term.
Thanks.
Well, so... We get our things. This was also a hotbed for Ted sightings. If you're a Ted fan, the Minecraft movie was the place to see Ted.
I mean, yeah. If I had gone to AMC,
you probably would have gotten ripped apart. Like
I
that sheep.
Eaten.
Like that sheep. It would have been like the zombies going for that
Dude,
sheep.
That
in
was
the movie.
A fun. That was a funny moment in the movie where the sheep was getting torn limb from limb.
Torn because it was
screaming like a guy too.
Yeah. But the zombies have never killed the sheep in Minecraft ever.
No,
and they were like, ah, nah, nah, they're just like ripping him apart.
Yeah, yeah. The sheep was like, no, no. It was like the okay.
But this movie wasn't good. Remember that.
We're going to talk about all the moments that we enjoyed from the movie and be like, but it wasn't good. But it wasn't good.
Skycam. It wasn't good.
And, like, here's the thing, you know? Movies are meant for joy. They're meant for friendship. They're meant for enjoying.
Loud music, too.
But loud music. I'll tell you what. We're going to, if you're wondering what's going on today, we're going to give you guys our advanced tie review of the Minecraft movie. That's what today's episode serves to do. We're going to speak to it at a depth that is, you're not going to find this on other movie review channels.
Uh-uh.
You're getting sort of an hour-long experience that is beyond anything you've ever seen.
And you're getting it straight from a couple of real gamers.
Blue-collar gamers.
Blue-collar
gamers. In the fucking trenches. We were out there, dude. We were out there.
We remember the Redstone update.
We remember the Redstone update. We remember when they brought in the bees. We remember when they brought in fucking
the end.
Horses.
Horses. Netherite.
Netherite. You know?
Shulkers.
Shulker
Elytra.
Boxes and elytra.
Granite. We've been there since the beginning.
Chicken jockey.
Flint and steel. Flint and steel.
That Chicken Jackie.
Okay. Flint and steel.
Before we dive into the movie, the theater was tiny, and also the audio wasn't mixed properly.
Yeah, no. Tucker didn't know that that was the case. He didn't understand what was wrong. But what I realized is that I think that, I mean, if there's any movie theater techs out there, you can fill me in on if this is the case or not. But I'm pretty sure that the way that a movie theater plays movies is not like a fucking MP4 that you throw into it. It's like a DCI or there's like a specific terminology for it, that, and it has to be made by a specific company. They have to make it into parts or something. And I think that the audio channels are split up so that it can be calibrated based on the specific movie theater to for the ideal movie watching experience, perhaps.
Because a sound tech sets it up for each individual theater, right?
They got to be doing that.
Yeah.
They got to be doing that because it's a different space every time. The sound's going to echo in different ways. But
well, funny enough,
whoever that guy is that does that, they don't have one at this movie theater. They don't have one.
He's off work this week.
No, they don't have one here. They don't have one here.
Well,
they don't realize that that's something they need to have.
Also, when we walked in, all the lights were on and nothing was playing on the screen.
Darkness.
And we walked in 10 minutes late.
So,
because we were like, oh, we'll skip some previews. We get in there. No.
Yeah, but then we started getting some fucking local ads that started flashing
across
the screen.
We're putting fiber up on your street. Call 1-800 today to check if your neighborhood can get fiber.
Yeah. What the secret?
Dude, I've been looking for that. Oh. I've been looking for that.
Have you really?
For like at least the last like 5 hours I've been awake.
What? Oh, okay. So that's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. But the movie.
Yeah.
The actual content.
Well, hold on. I got it. I'm taking care of it. Don't worry.
Okay.
So the trailer starts playing. The reason why we noticed that there was something wrong with the music is because we could still hear everyone chittering louder than the music itself.
You could hear people rustling their popcorn.
It was the trailers that we realized. And so it wasn't that the whole music wasn't loud enough, but what wasn't loud enough was anything but dialogue. It seemed like the dialogue was on a different track than the music, where all that good bassy sound from a
we got no bass
from a new we were all treble.
Yeah.
You know I'm all
trouble
about
with the
that
treble.
Bass. About that bass. No treble.
All treble.
The movie theater was like, you know I'm all about that treble. About treb, that treble. Treb, no treb. Bass shit.
None.
Like, so
horrible.
Yeah, so and you know, you need a loud movie theater
to enjoy
experience
at
the Minecraft movie specifically. Because that is a movie theater in which you're hearing,
oh, Dad, I shot a redstone right there. That's the thing that I used to build the door in my base.
A lot of kids
really
in the theater
quickly.
Who are like, that's an ender pearl. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's an ender pearl. Dad, did you see that? That's an ender
pearl. Mom, that's a sticky piston.
Dad, it's a sticky piston. That's it with a slime cube that I jumped on. That's a slime cube that I jumped on when I was going down and
but to be fair, it's a
Minecraft,
kid's movie.
And then I landed on the slime cube, but I didn't die.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
My problem with the Minecraft movie big picture is that they made a kids movie, but it's like I'm almost 30.
I'm a man.
I've been playing Minecraft for 15 years.
I'm a big boy.
Make this movie for me.
Make it for me.
Make it for us. We want the Minecraft movie.
We want the Minecraft movie. We deserve the Minecraft movie.
We deserve it.
I'll be honest. None of these kids were doing fucking hard labor in their secret base on drug craft.
No. No, these
kids- I was on drug craft. I was on the nasty. I was on the forums of drug craft. Minecraft server. I thought about being a donator, but I didn't have the cash back then for that. I was strapped for cash. And I'll tell you what. I was a Heisenberg rank, maybe even higher, on Drugcraft because of how much money I was making in that game.
Have you watched a modern 10-year-old play Minecraft on their iPad? They're like, look at my house.
They're not.
And it's just like the shittiest thing you've ever seen in your life. And it's like, you don't deserve this.
Yeah, they're not on. There was a certain magic to be able to look through all the Minecraft servers and seeing the special ones that they had there. And they used to have, you know, now I think it's all, Hypixel owns everything. It's been centralized.
Hypixel, is that the mod zone?
No, that's like a server where they have like a, it's like the Amazon of Minecraft servers.
I didn't know it was that big.
I mean, like, we're talking like a server that has like 25 different, they've got like specific games. They got Bed Wars. You heard of Bed Wars? Bed Wars. It's like a game mode in Minecraft where it's like there's four teams and they each have to there's a bed on each side and you have to destroy the bed, but you can like make defenses for the bed, like you can cover it in like woolen wood and stuff, and then you have to try to fight the other teams and destroy the bed. Tommy's a big Bed Wars guy.
Oh, I've never heard of this. I don't.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
I'm not really a
modded
guy.
I'm in the fucking mines.
The only modded Minecraft situation I kind of keep on my radar is 2B2T. And that's just because of Fit MC.
Yeah,
because
you're watching Fit.
Yeah.
You're watching Fit.
I love Fit.
The newest.
Yeah, you got to do.
On 2B2T, the oldest anarchy server in Minecraft, things are getting a little bit dangerous.
You'd be like, players have discovered a new exploit.
And this exploit changes everything about how people play Minecraft on the oldest anarchy server in Minecraft.
2B2T.
2B2T.
He narrates it like it's a Game of Thrones world.
And it's, like, and it's good.
No, it's really good. I
and
remember
it's phenomenal.
I probably started watching it 4 years
ago. You know that he's voiced one of my a section of one of my videos?
No, I definitely
haven't spoken to him in a long time. I really like Fit. I should hit him up and see how he's doing.
I watch every single one of his uploads, which is pretty rare for me on a subscription channel. He drops a 2B2T. I'm there. I'm within the first 50K.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you sit down and you're like, man. Because, whoa, a little bit of a voice crack there. But 2B2T is like, I've logged on the server.
It's got to be hell.
Well, if you want to play on that server, you got to have a money investment into it, you know? Because there's a queue that you'd be waiting all day to get in there as a free person. And then,
I'm a free person.
And yeah, well, so, but it's pretty much vanilla Minecraft, and you can use any cheats you want. It's an anarchy server, dude. There's no rules.
I've thought about playing, but I think it'd be miserable. Like, you start fresh. You're going to start in, like, ground zero.
Yeah, you will. It's like, you're going to start in ground zero, and it's going to be like, you're going to show up, and it's going to be like,
it's going to be like the lore of, like, what happened to the Dark Souls world.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're going to show up as a hollowed one.
Yeah, with no hope.
No hope.
There'll
be
generations and generations of suffering.
Yeah.
Before you ever even get a glimpse.
But the way really that you would do it is you'd show up and you'd have like a fucking cheat engine on.
Yeah.
You just fly out of there, you know?
Well, a funny thing. Something
try to crawl out of the fucking depths of
it's like you fall into like bedrock level fucking cut like crater, and there's like withers crawling around down there, and it's like absolute hell.
Yeah, seriously, it's probably it's like the Nether.
You know what I like about Fitz videos?
What?
As he narrates it, he'd be like, during the fifth incursion, there was an uprising, and then it's like screenshots from like Discord. That's like some person that's like, we're not doing this anymore. It's like, but it's just a screenshot of a Discord chat.
Yeah, no, it's definitely like.
But he hypes it up like it's a like a war
during the Fifth Emperor's War of the of the
Knights of the Obsidian Templar.
During the War of the Obsidian Highway.
Yeah.
The Masonry Union, like, yeah,
revolted against their slave drive masters.
Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah, no, but so So the Minecraft movie starts. Things are already a mess.
Jack Black's narrating it immediately.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, why do you sit down at your desk and record these and send them over Google Drive?
It seems, yeah, the narration at the beginning of the movie seems like the last thing that Jack did. And wait, let's be clear.
We love Jack Black.
We love him. We love
School
Jack
of Rock.
Black.
Are you kidding me?
School
Nacho
of Rock.
Nacho Libre. The good stuff.
You know, he was, you know,
fellow Twitch streamer.
Tenacious D.
Oh, love Tenacious D.
Tenacious D. And the pick of Destiny. A little bit too deep for Tucker there.
Too deep. Yeah, I don't know.
And the pick of Destiny. That's a movie. The pick of Destiny.
This is some film school theater student, like, indie bullshit.
I mean, I got a pick of Destiny. Oh, it's the best thing.
It's the Tenacious
D
movie.
It's the cinematography.
It's the Tenacious D movie.
Yeah, whatever, film nerd. Sorry. I stop
you. Whoa.
I stop. Hard stop.
BM's the boss. We rock the guys bar. It blows your mind. We will defeat you. For all mankind, you hold the scepter, we hold the key. You are the devil, we are the D.
You
we
have
are the D, we are the D, we are the D, we are the D.
You have a
we
lot of
D,
Jack Black energy. I've always thought that hanging out with Jack Black's probably like hanging out with you.
That's cool. Okay, that's cool.
That's why I'm like, this guy must just be like Ted, because you guys kind of act the same.
Interesting. That's interesting. Chicken jockey.
Yeah.
So
he narrates it. It's
yeah,
a
it's,
pretty
it's
cheesy opening.
And it's just like, it's one of those things where
I think they did Jack dirty. They gave him bad lines.
I think it was just written weirdly. It was written like there was something was missing from how it was written. There was like sort of this excitement or this energy that was coming from it, that it was like I think that there was an irony to it. There was an irony to the whole movie about the Minecraft thing, and so they knew that they were leaning into the joke of it and the meme of it. Obviously, from the beginning, it's like Jack Black saying, as a child I yearned for the mines, and it was like, that's yeah, a bit about Minecraft is like, oh, the children yearn for the mines.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's like from a post somewhere. That's what it was referencing.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Jack Black's also, I think, too old for the role.
You think that he's too old for the role
of
Steve?
He's got gray beard, and he's like big guy playing Minecraft. Like, I don't know.
I mean, what do you think would happen to Steve if he was in the world of Minecraft? He'd get old.
He doesn't age.
I don't think that Steve is an ageless being.
Really?
I think that you're just choosing, you're finding Steve at a certain moment.
Huh.
Every time.
Oh, I'm finding him in my moment. And also Jack Black's there.
Yeah.
And Jack Black's got gray hair and a beer gut the size of three pregnant women.
Yeah.
But he's flexy.
He's flexible, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if he was the Steve I was looking for.
I think that he would have, yeah, honestly, I do think that he was like a, I thought it was a totally fine choice to have him as Steve. Who else are we gonna put as fucking Steve? Like,
hold
you
on,
could have
hold
gone
on,
that-
hold on. What if Jack Black played Jason Momoa's role as like this washed up gamer champion?
And Jason Momoa played Steve?
I don't think Jason Momoa necessarily would be a good Steve. I really liked Jason Momoa. I thought he was probably the best character in the show. But I feel
the
like
movie?
Jack, yeah, you could call it a movie. I feel like Jack Black would have fit that role better. I mean, he was going for like the hunk thing, but I feel like washed up gamer champion, that would have given more, like, because Jack Black's such a comedic guy. I felt like the comedy shouldn't be on Steve's character. Steve shouldn't be the comedic character. He should be kind of like the straight arrow, and the other characters add the comedy, or like the world of Minecraft adds a comedy. But Jack Black's like, it's like, dude.
I mean, that's exactly, that's pretty much
Steve
exactly what
snort
they,
a fucking line before he started
basically
crafting.
He did. That was exactly what they were probably looking for, because, you know, I think that children love Steve.
Well, yeah, it's a kid's movie.
People love Jack Black. I mean, you know, Kung Fu Pandas, like they were
I
essentially
love Jack
looking
Black.
For a Kung Fu Panda moment with it.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. That's actually a really good take.
Thank you.
Because that movie was really like, it was like clippable.
Yeah,
clip farming.
Yeah, and I think that Minecraft holds such like an internet, like the movie will do well solely on the premise of the fact that they basically made a movie where Jack Black could just call out Minecraft references.
They were just clip farming
the whole thing so that it, they can just turn it into a meme. I mean, you know, first weekend's ending right now. And like on Sunday, it's like the first weekend, today's the last day of the first weekend of the movie. It's going to, it was predicted to open up to 150 million. It's the second most successful video game adaptation movie of all time.
What was
time.
The first?
Probably Sonic.
Oh, really? Well, this is a movie that's going to make so much money, no matter good or bad.
It's going to make $1 billion.
Yeah.
It's going to make $1 billion.
And it's not even good.
And it, I mean, yeah, I mean, it is.
I think
I need to see it again.
Yeah.
I think I do need to see it again, dude, in not that movie theater, though, because I do think that that movie theater reduced our experience
by like
enjoy by about 40%. So I hate to say it, but I need to be more immersed in the Minecraft movie in order to feel like I can
accurately
give a depiction of it.
Well, let's attack the plot then.
Okay.
I think the whole premise of the movie, they're like, they have to make it to the Woodland Mansion to recover the crystal.
Yeah.
But like,
well,
what?
I guess you got to just spoil
so
some
like,
stuff from people.
Yeah. Spoilers coming at you.
There's a portal to the overworld from the real world.
Yeah. From our reality, there's a portal to the Minecraft overworld.
And it requires
this like weird crystal I've never seen before. Oh, it's a beacon, isn't it?
No.
It looks like a beacon block.
It's the orb of dominance and the
is
earth
that a
crystal.
Is that a thing in the game or?
Oh,
because I don't, I'm not like super good at modern Minecraft. I don't know all the little things.
Yeah, you're not.
So when they are like the orb of dominance and the earth crystal, I'm like, is this like a? Are you guys making this
yeah,
up
like,
is or
this,
is this part of the
1.3 update?
Yeah. So. Okay, good to know I was right. It's not in the game because I was like, I don't think this is in the game.
Yeah, it's just like two pieces you need to have put together.
Yeah.
You know, and you make the portal.
And then one of them breaks in
but
Minecraft.
But Steve found it himself. He dug those up in the mines after he left his office job.
To be a miner.
To be a miner and after juking the old man at the mines.
Yeah.
And
so he gets it. He loses it, and then Steve Jack is stuck in Minecraft forever or whatever.
Well, you're missing out on a lot of points here. Do you remember the movie?
I thought I did until you looked at me and asked me, do you remember it? Now I'm questioning.
So Steve goes into the world of Minecraft. He makes the world for himself until he makes friends with a dog named Dennis. And then he eventually discovers the Nether portal. He goes through the Nether portal and he discovers a society of piglins that are owned
by a queen.
By a queen, a witch, mage queen.
Who's not in the game
named
either.
Murdalga or something. Murderva. Murderva. Something like that. And she's a piece of shit, and she's, you know, she's dastardly. And she is that way because she lost a fucking talent show. People didn't like the fact that...
She lost a piglin talent show.
She lost a piglin talent show. And there's this sort of overarching theme in the movie. Like, when Steve first enters the Nether, he's like, a place devoid of creativity of all kinds.
And it's like, okay, there's an overarching theme in the Minecraft movie that is, it surely came from some sort of, you know, main executive at Mojang, and the conversation with the main executive at Warner Brothers, where they're like, well, our onus of Minecraft is creativity, and that anyone can be creative and do all this stuff. So you've got these lines in the movie where it's like, Minecraft is all about creativity.
Yeah.
And it's like, so like, it's like a saltine cracker line where you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's also about like killing zombies and making a fucking creeper shredder where I can get myself enough fucking bones to grow. Like,
it's about exploiting the world to its fullest potential.
About, like, exploiting and creating a hyper capitalist system so that I can, like, I'm gonna
extract resources faster.
I'm gonna extract. It's literally about resource extraction in many ways.
Yeah, fossil fuels, diamonds, gold. It's about chasing wealth and weaponry.
100,000 skeletons through a mob shredder so that I can get enough. You know, I can get enough of their soul to make a better thing to kill more things with.
And protect myself from other people that want to kill
me. Three sword.
Yeah.
Diamond sword. Looting three. Diamond sword.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So I can kill a fucking drowned with a fucking trident.
Oh, fuck the trident drowned. That's a sore spot.
I knew when I brought that up, Tucker would have like a fucking conniption about it.
So after the movie last night, we played Minecraft, and the trident drowned. I mean, some of you were probably even there. Honestly, some of you probably saw this.
It was on the Take It Easy Patreon.
We were playing on the Patreon last night casually. We were just chilling. And I died to a trident drown like 8 times within 3 minutes.
Yeah, he was screaming.
I rage quit. Yeah, he did. I exited the game. I was like, Emma, I'm not getting my loot back right now.
He was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't. I'm done. I'm like playing on my laptop. I'm just building a farm. I turned to Tucker. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he was like, dude, I can't get to the fucking drowned because every time we get close to it, it fucking kills me.
The trident drowned killed me. In the water.
It was like, get good.
So all my stuff fell to the bottom. So every time I would try to go back to it, I was armorless. And it would kill me in 2 hits.
Yeah, skillless. And you can't get
close to this thing underwater. You can't get close. So it was just over and over.
Why don't you just like...
And eventually, I just got lucky and it despawned.
Yeah.
That's how I killed it. I just got lucky and it despawned. I grabbed my stuff, I put it in a chest, and I logged the fuck out. I was done. But up until that, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we were having a blast. But anyways, so in the Minecraft movie, so Mordorva or whatever she sees the fact that he's got this orb of dominance. And she's like, oh, I could use that for power, for evil or whatever. And he's like, oh, I can't let you have this. So that he gives it to his dog. And he's like, take it to my house in the real world and protect it. And then the dog does that, and the dogs get stuck in the real world or something.
Not really that crucial Steve that it got stuck, though.
No. Like Steve is stuck in the fucking nether. Nobody ever meets the dog when it's in the overworld. The only time they interact with the dog is in the Minecraft world.
They didn't flesh that out at all.
And so Jason Momoa's character is this sort of
washed-up gamer. From like the Atari 80s, days.
80s gamer that was really good at fucking, you know.
He's got like a little bit of a Macho Man like thing going on.
Yeah.
Like Macho Man Randy Savage.
You know? He's like the cream of the crop.
Yeah. He's got a little bit of that action going on. He's the best character in the show,
in
the movie.
In your opinion.
Yeah. I mean, do you disagree?
Yeah.
Who do you think's the best?
I think it's Jack Black.
No, I love Jack Black.
That's my opinion!
No, it's wrong, dude. Jason
Momoa.
I can
have an opinion. You can't stop me.
Jason Momoa was the best character. Not necessarily the best actor, but the best character.
Steve was the best character.
Steve!
I think that I am Steve.
Wait, what was that joke you said about Jack Black? And it says he sounds like he's doing something every time he talks.
He's tightening his sphincter every time he says one of the lines. He's like,
Flint and Steel!
Flint and Steel!
He's like so...
Flint and Steel! Chicken jockey!
He's so tense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's tight. He's got to have a six-pack under there.
Oh, yeah.
He's rock hard, dude.
Yeah.
And I was rock hard listening to him.
I bet you could play his belly like a drum.
You think so?
Yeah.
But I bet it's like perfectly tuned.
Oh, yes. It's musical. It'd be like a kalimba.
Yeah. What? So they're turning into this whole thing where it's like, you know, you got Jason Momoa's character. They all live in this sort of small town somewhere. Like, what state do you think this is in? Like, where's the portal to Minecraft in the United States?
It looked like Indiana or something.
The portal to Minecraft in the canon lore is in Indiana. It's in the middle of some fucking town in Indiana. You know, we got the deadbeat gamer, and then we've got
the kids.
The kids, which is, you know, the main character, Minecrafter, the little Frodo guy. It was a funny line. And then there's
his sister, who's like a couple years older than him. She's like 18, he's like 14. Parents are dead. I don't know.
Yeah.
And she's taking care of them. They got no other family. So they're moving into a house.
Yeah.
Like, no way you guys are getting approved for a fucking, even a rental property.
That's why it's got to be in Indiana.
Yeah. There's no way that's happening out here. It's hard to get a rental.
Yeah, sure. Massachusetts.
Yeah. I guess it's true.
But and I'll tell you what. That first line that they had, it was one of those things where there's such... I think that it was one of those things where there's just such a clear, such a clear usage. Oh, man, I'm forgetting the name. I'm unmedicated right now, so I can't think of it.
Ted, your medication's like one day on, one day off.
Right now?
You kind of just keep us in a constant state of what's going on.
Well, because I'm traveling right now. I'm usually on it every day. But if I'm not working,
traveling
across the world.
Oh, you went to Trump angle. I was going how Jack Black would say it.
I honestly thought I was doing Jack Black, but then it became Trump.
Yeah.
Exposition.
Oh.
So they were doing a lot of just really in-your-face exposition, where they're driving, and she's like, listen, I know that mom's dead, and this is a new town for us, and it's just me and you, and we don't have any other family, but you really got to try to, like, the new school that you're about to go to.
I know you're an inventor and you're really smart, but that can be weird for other kids.
That can be weird for other kids, so maybe just try to be a little bit normal this time.
Little brother.
Little brother, of which you are my only family, and our mom is dead. Our mom is very dead.
This movie assumes that the audience has zero intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
They are telling you what's
operating on Netflix rules for the way that it's... for the way it's done. Have you seen that report about the Netflix stuff?
No.
About the second screen stuff? They've got this thing with Netflix where they're telling their directors to have the characters tell, not show more in their shows.
Tell, not show more?
Yeah, because a lot of their viewers are like doing something else while they have it on in the background and they're going to become lost.
My, that is, yeah, that's that, so that, frustrating.
Doesn't that upset you? That makes you mad, doesn't it?
That's so bad.
It's just like it's the enemy of art.
It is the enemy of art.
Yeah.
There's just no intelligence, no anything left.
Just
chicken jockey.
Fleeting steel.
Yeah, Jack Black is, not that he is an artist, but he's kind of the apex of that and from his like own brand, because he'll be like, lemon grab. Like, he just like has to say whatever he's holding.
Yeah, but here's what I'll say. If I was Jack Black, like I would have done this. I would have done that movie.
Well, yeah, I'm sure the paycheck was pretty damn good, too.
How much do you think made off of it?
Oh, I don't know. You're the actor. You're the artist.
That doesn't mean I inherently know how much Jack Black made off of his job.
I don't know. $50 million? Is that too much?
Oh.
$25 million?
There was a... $10 million? I saw a story from Jack Black, and then it went away on Instagram, but... And
surely it was in the millions.
You think it was in the millions?
It had to have been. It's Jack Black.
How much million, I
bet? Let's say $9 million.
Whoa.
What do you got?
Dude, you overestimated.
What is it?
Sorry.
What is it?
$3 million.
$3 million? Would you do that movie for $3 million?
This is from MSN.com, so who knows how much.
So I didn't, aside from all that, I didn't like the plot either. I thought the plot was really weak. And also, you'd think like they would have to beat Minecraft with the end and the dragon and all, like the traditional route.
Oh.
But they just focus
on... You
want to
hear something that's going to fuck you up? Jared Hess also did Nacho Libre.
Oh, yeah. The director did Napoleon Dynamite and Nacho Libre.
Yeah. That's why it was a little bit confusing for me why the movie was so weird, too, because he's not a bad director.
Yeah, like those are cult classics.
And so it turned into a thing where it was like, oh, okay, this is like a matter... Because when you have such a high-profile movie like that, I'm like, oh, I can see so many angles in which this is like going to be muddied up by executive. Like,
yes.
Because that's really like the tale as old as time, is an executive coming in and being like, well, we need to change this because of butter, and I got Blaine made a soup and fucking tapioca. Like, yeah.
You got to let the artist make art.
Yeah, Jared Hess was here to make my Minecraft movie art.
And
I think
that
he was. I think he was screwed.
Yeah, because Napoleon Dynamite, masterclass piece of art. Mm. I think the tater tot theme was a callback to that.
The budget was $100 million for this movie.
That's crazy because it looks like it was shot on an Elgato green screen in my fucking basement.
Jason Momoa. Guess how much Jason Momoa made?
$5 million.
$12 million.
So he's the more hot star right now.
They
really wanted him.
Yeah, and then Jack Black as Steve, $3 million. That's so interesting that they had Jason Momoa for $12 million. Maybe that's for the moms.
For the moms?
It's got to be for the moms.
Oh, having Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a mom draw.
You know what's funny is the amount of old people in the theater that were laughing at jokes that weren't even close to being good.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of old people in the theater. Minecraft movie would have like something that wasn't even a joke. Just
dude,
like,
this Henry kid got fucking screwed.
The little main character kid?
Yeah, he only got 80 grand.
80 grand?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, he only got 8K for that.
This video's going to make...
Video. You don't know what to call this thing. Called it a show, called it a video.
This video's going to make... $1 billion, and they gave this kid 80 grand.
80K, that's terrible.
That's like not even a year.
Well, everyone else made more than six figures, more than, you know.
What'd the girl make? The young girl?
220K.
Wow, they screwed this kid. What about
I'm pretty sure that Emma Myers is like a pretty...
What about the other girl, like the landlord lady that was with them?
She's like...
Her character was random. It was like, yeah, this is our landlord.
She made 250.
That's so low.
I know.
250 grand for a movie that's going to be seen by every kid
she
in America.
She was in Orange is the New Black.
Oh, okay.
And then Jennifer Coolidge made 120K.
Who's Jeff Coolidge?
Jennifer Coolidge?
Is that the little girl?
Oh, no. Your hat is so big.
Oh, the voice actor?
No, the...
Oh! Huh? That woman. That bit went on a little too long. That had potential to be really funny, and it was funny until they cut back to that same shot at the table three times with no time passage.
Yeah, we're a little bit lost here on what we're talking about. Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay, so in the real world, they're coming to the town. Their mom's super fucking dead. And the main character, essentially the main character, Henry, is this, you know, little Frodo-like character.
Little nerdy boy.
And he's an inventor, and he's very creative. That's the whole sort of basis
of this.
But that makes him an outcast because they were in art class, and they were like, draw banana. And he drew a banana with a jetpack.
And his teacher was like, fuck you, do the assignment right next time, kid.
Yeah, and then the bully kids were like, oh, you really think you could build a jetpack? And he was like, I absolutely fucking could. And then they were like, all right, do it. And so he builds it, and it looks like it's going to succeed. But then the kids are like they sabotage it.
Oh, they do? I didn't notice.
Yeah, they sabotaged it by cutting a wire in it, which is why
it
fucking...
Hit the factory
in the town.
And this big sign head thing... fell off
creepy
and rolled
head
into
thing
the river.
That looked like the fucking show us what you got from fucking
yeah.
Rick
basically,
and Morty.
It was this on top of their factory.
Yeah, and it was pretty rough. It was pretty rough. And his sister worked there, and then whatever the case, they end up all the main characters. Their landlord, which is Brooke Dawn.
Yeah, she's their landlord, but also kind of like the mother figure in their life as of right now.
Yeah.
She rolled up. She's like, let me know if you ever need anything. Like, kid goes missing, and then daughter's like, hey, I need you.
Hey, I need you, like, right now. I can't find my brother. He hasn't returned for school for 2 hours.
Yeah, and it was like, call him.
It's been 2 hours. It's still, like, daylight. And she's like...
Also, yeah, she's like, he never returned from school. She's panicking. It was like, okay, call the school. The school sent him home with his uncle,
Jason Momoa. And it was like, why would the school?
They would just
the
tell you.
The school would have been like, oh, shit.
We sent him home with his uncle.
And then that would have been red.
Well, actually, that would have made things worse, honestly.
No, that would have been red fucking flags, because then the school's like, oh, there has been a child that has been abducted from this fucking high school. And yeah, we let it happen.
That would have been an Amber Alert. Is what we call that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Jason Momoa's got an Amber Alert, but it doesn't matter because they're all at the mines and they get sucked into the overworld.
Yep.
And
they're just kind of dicking around in there.
Yeah. They're just kind of dicking around because Steve wants to. Really, Steve's only motivation is to, you know,
get his dog back.
Get his dog back.
That's his, like, overarching story.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of deep plot going on.
Yeah, it's really just that they had to create this fake item in Minecraft that this fake antagonist in Minecraft wanted to get from the real main character of Minecraft to take over, make it so that the piglins could walk on land in the overworld and not turn
without
into a zombie.
Zombies. Yeah, it was so lame.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm amazed at certain aspects of things. Like, Where was the fucking Ender Dragon? Come on.
Where was the end? Where was the Ender Dragon? We saw one Enderman, and I think they botched that scene. I think it could have been so much scarier. Should have been at night, and it should have been like doing the really scary noise.
Yeah, because
noise.
The Enderman is literally just a fucking... It's supposed to be like kind of like a Slenderman.
Yeah, it's
that's the whole
the
thing.
Scariest creature in
it's
Minecraft.
The whole thing is that it's like reference to Slenderman.
And they could have had the end full of them with the dragon. The dragon could have been intelligent and been the main antagonist.
Whoa. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, expand on that.
Like, the dragon could have been a mastermind and, like, wanted to prevent Steve from getting there, or was, like, learning about the overworld, so he sends Enderman to, like, pick up blocks and bring them back so they can research them.
Oh, kind of like a Vecna thing.
Yeah. Kind of like that. I think that would have been a better angle than the woodland mansion. Just torch it. We're all just torching it.
Yeah.
Flint and steel. Most important thing to bring to the Woodland Mansion.
We do that at the end.
I'm actually repairing the Woodland Mansion in the Take It Easy server. I've decided I'm going to repair the outside and custom out the inside.
Okay.
So from the outside, people are like, oh, there's the Woodland Mansion. But inside, it's like, yeah, this is my crib. What's up? Have a little dance pad. Have like a little carrot farm. It's going to be cool.
Okay.
That sounded pretty cool, didn't it?
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Yeah. You guys should play with us.
On the Take It Easy Patreon, if you're a member of exclusive enough.
Oh, wait, can we talk about that for a second?
Well, let's clean off the edge of the edges of this Minecraft movie conversation.
Yeah, this stupid video.
This stupid
YouTube
this
video.
This stupid fucking video. Yeah, dude. I mean, I think it was just what was really frustrating is that there were certain good things about it.
There were some funny one-liners.
She was like, she gives the fucking cube to Henry.
Yeah.
Dawn gives the cube to Henry because she's like, you got some real Frodo energy, dude. I feel like you should hold this.
Yeah, that was funny because he's like pretty pale, the shortest one, looks scared all the time.
Yeah.
Looks like Frodo.
Yeah, he's like, who are you? He's like, I'm Steve. Oh, yeah. No, it was a weird, weird, silly movie that needs to be seen again in order to fully understand it. And it ends one of those things where it's like when the movie ends, it's like there's like a song. Oh, wait. Chicken.
Yeah.
La-la-la-lava.
We are just hearing the lyrics, but none of the real music.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't mixed right.
Yeah, it wasn't mixed properly.
It was
at all.
Horrible, actually. But that, I'm hoping that was an us issue.
Some good slapstick comedy. I think that Jason Momoa was really good in terms of like him screaming and running from things was really funny. Because he's normally like this super like
the macho man.
You know, he's like he's going around, he's like punching things, he's Aquaman in those movies. And so
he's Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I mean, whoever the fuck that is, I don't think anyone really knows that, Tucker. Nobody gets that reference. But like Aquaman. He's Aquaman. And
Khal Drogo is like such a warlord.
I mean, I just really like, I don't, when you talk about that show, it's like nobody's ever seen it. So it's like whatever. You know, it's like weird fucking indie shit that you like to watch.
Ted's afraid of that show because he knows it's going to suck him in for like a good month and he's not going to be able to leave his couch.
Nobody knows that fucking show. I mean, you can try all the reads you want to make yourself feel
better.
Oh,
it was so good. I wish I could watch it over for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, do it on your own time. Don't bring it to your job, you know? Have some be professional.
You are such a piece of work.
So Jason Momoa being that kind of character was funny. It was funny.
I think the kids and their landlord were the weakest characters. They really didn't add anything.
Whoa. He was creative. He made the tater tot launcher.
That I didn't like that. I was like, what? So you could just like throw anything and it just turns into...
I think that was a reference to like modders.
Oh, was it? I was just like, oh, this is stupid.
Like taking shit from the outside world, their own references, and bringing it into Minecraft.
Okay. All right. I guess if that's the case. Oh, they did the pig thing with the crown.
They made a Technoblade reference, which was a very, it was like a very, very, like, boom. This is like a reference that we are making in the, like, in terms of, like, it wasn't just like he
like
showed up on the side, like it was like
time.
He had
the whole screen.
It was like a pig with a crown walked across, and then they were like, is that king? Is it like a king or something? And then Steve specifically was like, no, he's a legend. Which I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. But it was like very, it was very much so like a whole moment dedicated to Technoblade, which I was very impressed with. I was like, that's awesome that they did that for him.
I was bummed that there was no Schlatt reference. I mean, he got that game back on the map.
Yeah.
Yeah. There should have been his guy.
Yeah, he did make a tribute to Minecraft, didn't he?
Yeah. That's when it all started.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and then I think I saw Dan TDM at one point in it, and some other creators made some little...
They should have opened the movie up with Schlatt's A Tribute to Minecraft, and then, like, faded into the movie.
Just the whole Tribute to Minecraft video, and then that fades out, and then Steve's intro starts.
Yeah. Oh, can I tell you, just this is a random thing. I just called my dad. And I was like, oh, yeah, we were out this all weekend with filming stuff, and Ted's here. He's like, oh, were you with that Sklet guy?
Dude, that's awesome.
He says Sklet.
Sklet.
And he's not making a joke. He has...
Sklet?
He's like, yeah, is it that Sklet? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it's Sklet.
Sklet.
He has no idea.
Oh my God, that's awesome!
Yeah, he has no idea how to say his name, and I've told him 25 times now.
Dude, you're like your dad. What does he do?
What does he do? He doesn't go on the internet. I will tell you that.
What does
much.
He do for fun?
He mows lawns.
That's what he does for fun.
Yeah.
What's your dad's hobby?
Landscaping.
Wow.
Yeah, he does his hobby every day. His job is his hobby. 100%.
Well, that's fun.
No, it is fun, yeah. He likes organizing his garage.
Oh, my God, dude. That's crazy.
He likes having a yard project, like building some kind of rock wall or like planting something.
Uh-huh.
But like that, yeah, that's all he does, really.
That's so interesting.
We went skiing a few times this winter.
Was he good?
Yeah, but I think I'm better than him.
Yeah. You were on the ski team in high school.
So is he.
Really? So he's good.
Yeah, no, he's really good.
Oh, okay.
But this year I think I leveled up.
You think you're better than him now?
I'm pretty good now.
What are you going down black diamonds?
I'll go down anything.
Really? I'm not that good at skiing.
Yeah, we should go sometime. That'd just be fun.
Yeah, you just want an ego boost after you heard me say that. You know, I was like, I'm not that good at skiing.
We should go.
We should go. We should go sometime, actually. We should go. We should... And then it's going to be there, and it's going to be like, Ted, yeah, no, we're going to hit a black diamond. I'm like, I don't know if I should do that, man. It's like, oh. Oh, you can't?
I would not do
oh,
that.
Oh, you can't go on the black diamond?
So, can we talk about us playing Minecraft, please? Please.
So, thanks, everyone, for watching this episode of the Take It Easy podcast. We hope you join us on the Patreon. It's only $5 a month to see the bonus episodes. And $15 a month to get all the bonuses like the Minecraft server and all the bonus shows. So we hope to see you over there. And remember to take it easy.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.